and welcome to Around It About Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller.
I'm Mary Helen Miller.
In our first segment today, we're talking about a growing food trend, gluten-free foods.
Chattanooga has a couple of new options for people who want to eat gluten-free.
There's Mimi's Low Carb Market, which is located on Hickson Pike. Their grand opening happened last week. Not only do they carry low-carb foods, but they also have an entire gluten-free section. Jeff Crawford, the owner, showed me what's in stock.
We have anything from multi-seed crackers, we have bread mixes, brownie mixes, we have pasta that is gluten-free, which is very difficult to find, pasta sauces.
He said just about any product you could look for, they've got it in a gluten-free version.
Another gluten-free option. Chattanooga's first completely gluten-free restaurant will open in early January. It's going to be called Crave Cafe and Bakery.
I talked to the owner, Karen Wilson, at Warehouse Row. That's where the restaurant's going to be. She said they'll offer breakfast stuff like baked goods, as well as lunch offerings, soups and salads.
For people who are gluten-free, breakfast and lunch are the hardest meals to buy when you're out.
If you need a quick lunch, fast food restaurants may not have gluten-free options. You can't just peel the bun off a burger and then call it gluten-free. Crave Cafe could offer a quick way to grab lunch downtown, and you'd know it's truly gluten-free because that's all the cafe will serve.
And again, Mimi's and Crave Cafe are just two of the newest gluten-free options. Chattanooga already has one gluten-free bakery on Hickson Pike.
Plus, UrbanSpoon.com lists more than 50 restaurants in our area that serve some selection of gluten-free foods. A lot of those are downtown restaurants like the Terminal Brew House, Urban Stack, Mellow Mushroom, and Loopy's.
One thing I'm curious about, though, Mike, is how does gluten-free food taste? Did you get a chance to try any?
Yeah, I tried some of the gluten-free bread at Mimi's. It was good. I couldn't taste how it was different from regular bread, which really surprised me. When you're talking about bread, gluten is usually essential. It's in the dough. It's the stuff that makes dough elastic.
Yeah, gluten makes dough stretchy.
Yeah, it's made of various proteins, and it's natural. It comes from wheat, barley, rye, grains like that. So if you want to make bread or cookies or a cake without gluten, you need to start with different flour. Instead of wheat, you might use potato flour or rice flour or chestnut flour.
Why are people cutting out gluten?
Some can't tolerate gluten. Between 1 and 5% of the population has medical conditions, either celiac disease or gluten intolerance.
They don't have any choice but to eat gluten-free.
Yeah. People with celiac disease actually damage their intestines if they eat gluten. And gluten intolerant people may experience stomach pain, bloating, fatigue, and all kinds of other problems if they don't watch what they eat. Karen Wilson is one of those people.
For me, it's digestive, and it's fairly immediate, and it's very severe. I won't go into the graphic details, but let's just leave it at that. And that then can lead to dehydration and other problems that can then linger for a day or two, depending on how I take care of myself.
She has to avoid gluten. In fact, that's why she started learning how to cook gluten-free foods, which led to her starting her own catering business, which has now led to her starting Crave Cafe and Bakery.
But it seems like gluten-free diets have become kind of trendy, just in the general public.
Right. A market research company called Packaged Facts says gluten-free foods have exploded into the mainstream. A lot of these foods can be found at Walmart, for example. They estimate U.S. sales of gluten-free foods and beverages will exceed $5 billion by 2015.
But most consumers don't have celiac disease or gluten intolerance.
Which means the trend has obviously gone way beyond just medical needs. Packaged Facts says some consumers are buying gluten-free foods because they think these foods are inherently healthier than regular foods.
Are they healthier?
Well, I spoke to Dr. Glenn Gazer about that. He's an Arizona State University professor and director of their Healthy Lifestyles Research Center. He did a study earlier this year looking for evidence that cutting out gluten could help people shed pounds or have other benefits.
I think the main reason people are going gluten-free is due to the extreme amount of publicity and marketing associated with the gluten-free products.
Who do you think is specifically claiming gluten-free diets aid weight loss?
Well, there are celebrities. I mentioned a few in the article I wrote for the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. It was published in the September issue of that journal. There are some celebrities that have written books, diet books, focusing on gluten-free.
I honestly couldn't live without this diet. And many people who don't have celiac disease that I've talked to who are on it feel really good. So
give it a shot.
That was Elizabeth Hasselbeck. She's one of the hosts on The View promoting her diet book. Anyway, Dr. Gaiser did a literature review at the request of an organization called the Grain Foods Foundation. He looked at previously published studies on gluten and health.
What did Dr. Gaiser find?
He told me there are few studies that look at gluten-free dieting in otherwise healthy people, and of those studies, absolutely none of them showed a benefit to cutting out gluten for most people.
The article that I published basically was posing this question, is going gluten-free really a good, sound dietary advice for the general population? And my conclusion was, based upon the scientific evidence that had been published, no, that is, there is no good, sound reason or rationale for advocating a gluten-free diet for the average person.
Are there any specific studies that really stick out in your mind that show there isn't a health benefit going gluten-free for somebody who doesn't have celiac disease or gluten intolerance?
Yeah, there was one study that was published that actually put overweight men and women on a strict, absolutely strict, certified gluten-free diet for a month. And what they did was they analyzed stool samples, kind of a messy job there, but they analyzed stool samples from the participants and found that the gluten-free diet had an adverse effect on the bacterial composition of their gut. And they noticed that a number of beneficial bacteria were actually reduced.
Wait, that's interesting, but I want to go back to something you said. He said he did this study at the request of the Grain Foods Foundation.
Yeah.
It's a nonprofit organization that basically just tries to promote health benefits of grains and encourage people to eat grain foods.
He's actually on the organization's scientific advisory board.
But doesn't that make his results seem questionable?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I did ask him about that. You're part of the Grain Foods Foundation. You're on the advisory board. Have you encountered any skepticism because of that? Anybody saying, well, of course your study would say that. You're on the Grain Foods Foundation.
Yes, and I think that would be a natural tendency. I think there have been a few articles written, like internet postings and some articles written on this. And of course, the reader comments and so forth, some of them have said just that. And, you know, that's, of course, that's a valid, at least a valid initial reaction. But I should point out that the article that I published in the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics went through a peer-reviewed process. So we submitted the article to the journal, and it was reviewed by the editor, the editorial board, and two external reviewers. So it's not as if we were just publishing an opinion piece that didn't have any documentation.
Suppose you knew someone who said, well, I went on a gluten-free diet and I definitely lost weight. How would you explain that? What would you say to that person?
A lot of the foods we have in America contain grains, grain products, because about half of all the calories we consume are carbohydrates, and many of those are from grain products. So if someone went on a gluten-free diet, it's very likely that initially they might lose weight. And the reason for that is because a strict gluten-free diet for many people becomes kind of just another variation of a low-carb diet. And when you cut calories, you will lose weight.
I also talked to Dr. Ann Culls. She's an author, a nutrition expert, and she hosts a public radio show that airs in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. She said celiac disease is on the rise.
There's been a five-fold uptick since the 1950s. We're not quite sure why. So that's kind of put gluten into the spotlight a little bit. And then on top of that, we recognize that there is an equivalent, if not actually a larger group of people that have gluten intolerance.
And you said that celiac disease is on the rise. What percentage of people actually have either celiac disease or...
1% of the population currently has celiac disease, and what's tragic is only 1 in 5 to 6 people who have it have been diagnosed. And in terms, again, of gluten intolerance, depends on what expert you talk to. You know, some will say the incidence of that is about 1%, but I've read that some experts think that the gluten intolerance may be as high as 4% of the population. And based on my experience, I would think that gluten intolerance is a bit more common than celiac disease.
So people being diagnosed with real medical conditions pertinent to this, it's on the rise, but it's still a very small percent of the overall population.
The other thing that's sort of happening to draw people's attention to gluten is, you know, there have been a fair amount of press, there have been some books written about gluten, and including diet books and weight loss books, and this is where I think people really have the most confusion.
Yeah.
And so let me kind of hopefully set some of your listeners straight. There is really nothing inherently obesogenic or fattening about gluten.
Similar to Dr. Gazer, she said people who go gluten-free and lose weight are losing it because they're cutting out high-calorie foods.
Things like pizza, biscuits, cupcakes, cakes, cookies, pastries. Not only do many of those foods have a lot of calories, they are filled with refined white flour, which we know, because of its propensity to throw your glucose and insulin up high and fast, is particularly sort of, you know, fattening.
Something I think is interesting. So if we're talking about 1, maybe 5% of the population who have an actual medical need not to eat gluten, why are there so many gluten-free restaurants and products right now if it's just such a tiny percentage of the population?
Well, you'd be surprised. For those folks that really do have celiac disease and even gluten intolerance, they really do have to avoid gluten, and they want to go out. And if you, I mean, that's really a lot of people when you look at it from a population-based standpoint. I mean, and if you, especially in cities, man, there's, I know from having a husband who can't do gluten, you know, how much we appreciate restaurants that, you know, have some gluten-free products.
So do you think long-term these kind of gluten-free offerings are here to stay?
Well, I do, because celiacs, if, you know, again, perhaps it's going to continue to increase, and it's already affecting, you know, millions of people. And then the gluten intolerance. And so I think gluten-free foods are here to stay. And again, we just want consumers to understand, you know, to have the ability to judge if they're really good for them or not.
One more thing. I asked Karen Wilson, Crave Cafe's owner, how she feels about gluten-free foods being trendy right now, trendy even with people who don't have these medical conditions. She said she has mixed feelings.
On the one hand, it's great to have the exposure and have people know about gluten-free, because that means there are more products in the store and there are more restaurants that offer gluten-free options. But on the other hand, people think of it as a fad diet and don't understand the medical necessity. And so therefore don't understand that if I go into a restaurant and ask for my salad without croutons, that you can't just take the croutons off my salad and leave a few little crumbs there and it's fine, because no, it's a medical necessity.
Are there any other reasons why gluten-free eating is popular right now?
Yeah, some people believe autistic children can be helped if the children are put on gluten-free diets, and some athletes think gluten-free diets improve performance.
But we're out of time.
So we'll have to examine those claims in a future segment.
For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Mary Helen Miller.
And I'm Michael Edward Miller.